Hey, my name's Daniel, and I am a staff writer here with The Movie Buff. You're listening to an episode of The Movie Buff podcast as we currently cover the Tribeca Film Festival. I was able to speak with Hamilton Harris, one of the original stars of the 1995 Larry Clark cult classic film, Kids. At this year's festival, Hamilton Harris is representing his documentary called The Kids, which he co-wrote, produced, and is one of the main subjects of in the film, as he certainly made this film possible. The film is a bit of a reflection of the original film, answering what happened to some of the cast members, as we all know that stars like Rosario Dawson and Chloe Sevigny have had careers since then, but what happened to the rest of them? Eddie Martin, who directs the film, sets out to answer that question with the help of one of the original stars, Hamilton Harris, who you will remember from the film as teaching a generation of kids how to roll a blunt. The film is having its world premiere as part of the documentary competition program tonight at 8 p.m. and will be available on Tribeca at Home starting at 6 p.m. on Saturday. There will be info to access that right down below. So let's get right into the interview. Hi, Hamilton. How's it going?
Oh, it's good. Thank you. What was your name again?
My name's Daniel.
Daniel. Yeah.
Hey, nice to meet you.
Likewise.
So my first one is actually about like the original film. So I know you guys hang out on skateboards at Washington Square Park, but I don't remember there being like a lot of skateboarding in the film. So were you guys actually good?
We were.
You were? Okay.
Yeah, we were. I don't think Larry's intention was to make it a skateboarding movie. I think it was his intention to make it about how the skaters interact as the social dynamics. And dichotomy of skateboarders in New York City. I think that was more for him. I think that was his, that's what I get from it, that was what he was going more for. And if we look at Larry's work, he's always documented, like his early work is him documenting himself in his adolescence and documenting the dysfunction of trauma, right?
Okay.
Right? Like healthy people don't go shooting dope. Right?
Right. Okay.
So, I think he was able, I think he has the antennas to pick up on, you know, these kids are, there's something raw about them, you know? And, you know, he can sense it, you know, and capture it in a medium that visceral imagery or feeling translates. He's a genius at it. That's what he does, you know?
Okay. And now you and your friend group, like being in that film, did you bring in Leo Fitzpatrick or Chloe Sevigny or Rosario Dawson into your friend group, like off screen or not really?
Rosario was, she lived down the block from Harold, right? So okay. It was Harold who brought her on. And we've seen her around because she would hang out at, you know, certain clubs and stores. So we would all see each other. Chloe actually used to be at Washington Square Park and Leo was a skater. We skateboarded most of the time. So it was mostly just the guys. You know, some of the girls would come, they would hang out too, you know, like Hailey Ann, who's in the film, and then who didn't want to be in Kids. And there was a few other people who hung around that we hung with, and we were a very tight group, you know? But yeah, they were around.
Now, for the, I was curious where you first got the idea for this documentary, The Kids, to make it like, what, 25 years later now?
Mm-hmm. 26.
Yeah. Where'd you first get the idea for it?
The idea came after me, the catalyst of making it. And the honest truth is, when I got the courage to actually follow through 2 years after his death, I always saw it like The Wire, you know, because I really wanted to get into, like once I got the hang of writing and, you know, taking my experiences and turning it into characters and stuff like that and taking how it became this healing process where I just was enjoying the process of just doing it, you know? And making a documentary didn't come about until 2013. And I never thought about doing a doc, but yeah, it was presented. And I thought it just felt right, you know, and I just went with the flow, you know, just like I went with the flow of listening to that intuitive voice telling me, you need to share this perspective, this of how you processed that experience, you know? And yeah, that's been now 12 years. I've been in this process of making this film. So, you know, I had my own, been going through my own evolution as well during the process. And that was needed in order for me to watch it back and be like, that's what I've been wanting to say visually all this time. That's what is needed to be said, you know? 26 years after Kids, and giving I don't want to say a fresher perspective, but another perspective, you know? Kids was Larry's perspective, which is valid, you know? But the energy behind what Larry captured, that intrigued me. And I was like, oh, we need to get into me, you know? Because then we could really get into why Harold ended up where he ended up. Why Justin ended up where he ended up. How does that happen? How does that come about? Any human being could relate to that. That's what was the driving force for me. So yeah, it needed to take 12 years because I had to make myself vulnerable too. I couldn't put them two all the way out there. I had to be the first one to go under the chopping block, you know? And I knew if I did that and I let go of, you know, I just let go that I would get more out of it. And yeah, trusting that process, so to say, you know?
Okay. Now, the writing process for a documentary like this, was that mostly just like going through your, just like wanting to get your own story out? Or can you just talk a bit about that, the writing process for this film?
Well, the writing process I had done already prior to meeting Eddie. I had it all flushed out, you know? Okay. How I wanted to see it, how it should start, where it should start from, you know, where I came from, where other people came from, how we met, where we met, the times, you know? But then working with Eddie, he was able, because you can't get all of that in 90 minutes, you know? And it needs to be centralized, you know, in order for it to make sense and be more cohesive. And yeah, that was something that I learned during the process.
Just you saying that, it is like, I kind of felt it was just a beautiful celebration of life and just remembering Harold, remembering Justin. So was it kind of strange for you, like going back into this headspace and just remembering everything, like remembering your friend trips and remembering filming the movie?
I was prepared to go down the rabbit hole of my own traumas and revisit that, knowing that that is the story that's needed to be told. So, you know, yeah, it helped me, definitely, but I also knew that it could be a catalyst for others, you know? And
okay,
Harold and Justin isn't here, and they needed to be celebrated, you know? That the choices that they made are valid in this human experience, you know? And they are being celebrated because I'm celebrating a rebirth, and it's due to knowing them, and it's due to having those experiences with them, you know, and being taking accountability for my experiences and my traumas and my dysfunctions and changing them, you know, and using not only my own experiences, but using my experiences with them as an example. You know? So they had to be put on, they had to be put in high regards, you know, because they were left, most people saw them as they were in Kids, and he's the guy that was shaking his penis around, but he died of cocaine. And then this is the guy that he was doing really well, but he hung himself at the hotel. There's way more to it than that. People don't just do things like that for no reason. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what needed to be shown, but I had to show it. I had to show myself first. When I met them, after, you know, you meet somebody and after like a month or something, or it could even be faster, you know, or sooner, but you start to see similarities and why people connect. You know what I mean? So there was a level of codependency there, you know, as a kid, would I, could I articulate this? Could I articulate this 26 years ago? No, but after the fact, it made sense, you know, and I knew that I didn't know how it would get there or when it would get there. I just knew it was getting there, and it's there now. And, you know, I could only hope that it translates and people can, I just hope people can relate. That's all, you know.
Okay. And I think they will. Did you always want to call it The Kids, or would have like Legends Never Die been a more fitting title?
No. Actually, it was something else. And then Caroline Rothstein, one of my co-producers, she was like, yo, Ham, what do you think about calling it? And she's a journalist. She was like, what do you think about calling it? She was like, The Kids. And I was like, wow, that's cool, Caroline. That's it. We're gonna run with it, you know, and it fit, you know, and we just because, yeah, that's who we were.
Now, I think my last one. Are you back in New York for the premiere?
I am. Yes, I'm here for the premiere, and then I head back to Europe.
Okay. What's it like being back?
Interesting. Yeah, it's interesting. It's interesting. I don't live here anymore. It's like I'm a tourist or visitor with 38 years of experience, you know? So I'm walking around and I know this and I know that and I get it, but I don't live here anymore, you know? And I could walk away peacefully.
Okay. You know?
Without judgment or anything, just like it is what it is, and that's fine too. You know?
Okay, all right, fair enough. Well, welcome back to New York, and I hope you enjoy the festival. And thank you for chatting with me about The Kids.
Absolutely, Daniel. Thank you for having me.
As always, we appreciate you listening to our podcasts. And for more continued coverage of Tribeca, including audio interviews, video interviews, and of course reviews, stay tuned to themoviebuff.net.